855-453. It's a SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. Call in, talk about whatever you want. It's an interactive show. We also have an interactive website. Go to freetalklive.com where you can upload stories or blog posts or whatever you want onto the website. People can vote on those stories, vote them up, vote them down. You can do the same with other folks. It's freetalklive.com. It also brings stories to our attention here. Instead of instead of having to email me stories, you can just post them up on the website. I take a look every day at freetalklive.com. Let's go on to the decade's biggest scam. This is from informationclearinghouse.info. It's a compilation of a couple of stories here. August 29's Salon. The Los Angeles Times examines the staggering sums of money expended on patently absurd domestic homeland security projects. $75 billion per year for such things as a Zodiac boat with a side-scan sonar to respond to a potential attack in a lake in tiny Keith County, Nebraska, and hundreds of 9-ton Bearcat armored vehicles complete with turret to guard against things like an attack on DreamWorks in Los Angeles. All of that, which is independent of the exponentially larger sums spent on foreign wars, occupations, bombings, and the vast array of weaponry and private contractors to support it all, is in response to this mammoth existential, the single greatest challenge of our generation threat. The number of people worldwide who are killed by Muslim-type terrorists, Al-Qaeda wannabes, is maybe a few hundred outside of war zones. It's basically the same number of people who die drowning in the bathtub each year, says John Mueller, an Ohio State University professor who has written extensively about the balance between threat and expenditures in fighting terrorism. Last year, McClatchy characterized this threat in similar terms. Undoubtedly, more American citizens died overseas from traffic accidents or intestinal illnesses than from terrorism. Certainly, it didn't happen in the United States. The March 2011 Harper's Index. Matter of fact, we read a story from the FBI, or basically not from the FBI, but about the FBI, and the vast majority, vast, like 90 percentile majority of situations where FBI agents have caught terrorists. They created the terrorists. They funded the terrorists. They gave the terrorists targets to go after. They created the whole terrorist threat and then arrested the person that they created the threat for. After, in some cases, even making it so they couldn't get away. I mean, these people wanted to get away. These agents were paid on a per acquisition basis. They were paid $100,000 per terrorist that they brought in. I guess they got bonuses or something like that. I mean, that's what the news story said, and it's absolutely
insane. That
seems insane.
Wrong.
Yep. I mean, that's what the FBI is doing.
They're incentives going per terrorist caught. Not a good idea.
Seems like a really bad idea, but, you know, most of the stories that you read about terrorism are FBI-funded, FBI-created terrorists. Not to say these people didn't agree to do these things, but would they have done this if they weren't given C4 plastic explosives? By the way, the FBI was giving real explosives to these people. If they would have changed their mind about how they wanted to use them and just gone ahead and use them, what would the FBI have done about it? It's like the situation where the BATF is giving the automatic weapons to the Mexican drug cartels. I mean, this is absolute insanity to me. And these are the people that are protecting us from it. They're creating the problem, and then they're protecting us against the problem. That's what the government does. It breaks your legs and then gives you a crutch. The minimum number who died after being struck by... they're giving numbers here. The number of American civilians who died worldwide in a terrorist attack last year, 8. The minimum number who died after being struck by lightning, 29. That's the threat in the name of which a vast, this is the huge growth of government under George Bush, was this incredible agency called Homeland Security and all this extra funding that went into it. As a matter of fact, every little town in America is getting in on this bandwagon, even the town I live in, getting in on the Homeland Security money, absolutely. This is a threat name, which is the vast security state, which is constructed. Wars and other attacks are and continue to be launched, and trillions of dollars are transferred to the private security and defense contracting industry at exactly the time that Americans, even as they face massive wealth and inequity, are told that they must sacrifice basic economic security because of budgetary constraints. And this is a real problem. When you talk about Americans having to pay for a bunch of hundreds of 9-ton Bearcat armored vehicles, that's not creating jobs. I mean, yes, the people that are creating the Bearcats are having their jobs, but, you know, when the government spends money, it's an inefficient use of it. So that money could have been used in the economy for people, you know, to build houses or, you know, buy cars or whatever it is that they're doing, things that are actually used. These Bearcats are sitting somewhere getting dusty. They're not being used for anything. They aren't needed. Despite of this increasing economic insecurities, actually precisely because of them, the sprawling domestic security state continues unabated. The industry journal National Defense Magazine today trumpets, Homeland security market vibrant despite budget concerns. I mean, the bureaucrats are happy with the way the budget's going. When you start asking questions about people who live in and around Washington, D.C., and then you ask questions about the economy outside of Washington, D.C., you get entirely different answers. Because people who live in the Beltway have no idea what it's like out here trying to support their massive security state apparatus that really is not doing anything to protect anybody. It details how budget cuts mean Homeland Security growth may not be as robust as once predicted, but Lockheed Martin, General Dynamics, Boeing, and Northrop Grumman have been winning more contracts from DHS. As a Boeing spokesman put it, you'll still continue to see domestically significant investment on the part of the government and leveraging advances in technology to stand up and meet those emerging threats and needs. Of course, the key to sustaining this security state bonanza? Profit for private industry and power for security state officials is keeping fear levels among the citizenry as high as possible. And this is how they really sell it. It's the people that are scared that demand the protection as if the government can truly provide it.
It's a shame that I don't fall into that category, yet I still have to pay in.
Right. If you're scared, you should pay. That's really how it all boils down to it. Why in the world, if I'm not scared of this existential threat that you're talking about, the one that killed 8 Americans overseas, which is, what, a third of the amount of people struck by lightning overseas, Americans overseas struck by lightnings? I mean, it's just absolutely ludicrous. You can't point to anything really as a terrorist threat to Americans on domestic soil. If you were to even claim that there is a threat and that we need to continue, the FBI needs to continue what it's doing, it's the only one that's producing anything. The FBI is producing its own results, the things that it creates, but it's the only thing that's producing anything. The rest of this Homeland Security stuff is doing nothing. Of course, the key to sustaining the security state bonanza, profit for private industry and power for security state officials, is keeping fear levels among citizenry as high as possible. The National Defense expressly notes that that this is accomplished by fixating even in minor and failed attacks, each one of which is immediately seized upon to justify greater expenditures, expansion of security measures, and further erosion of rights. They're claiming here in National Defense Magazine that this is accomplished by fixating on these small failed attacks. Even when the attacks do go off and the FBI does miss them, it's private citizens that pick up on this stuff. Remember, the FBI and the CIA and whomever knew about the terrorist attacks on 9/11 and did nothing about it.
I've heard this before.
It's the truth. I mean, you can look it up. They had the information. And maybe these organizations are the worst people to be tracking these folks down. Maybe there are better organizations for handling this kind of thing. Maybe people wouldn't want to attack us and kill us if the U.S. government wasn't going around the world and occupying their nations, paying off their dictators, and having troops on the ground. Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites. and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild Chagan birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild Chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Alan Olson with Midas Resources, senior gold and silver broker since 1978. Over the last 3,000 years, gold has been a storehouse of wealth and has survived nearly 500 paper fiat currencies. Since the 1970s, the fiat U.S. paper dollar has lost over 90% of its purchasing power and is decreasing every day. With the U.S. government that is bent on reckless spending, gold and silver are your only safe havens of protection for your hard-earned paper dollars. Please contact me, Alan Olson, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 127, with your questions or purchases. Let's work together to preserve your assets. 1-800-686-2237, extension 127. Again, 1-800-686-2237, extension 127.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG clubs and survival bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. It's the SACL toll-free call-in line. What is SACL, you ask? SACL CAI. It's a company that handles accounts receivable for businesses. They do collections, early out billing. They purchase charged-off receivables. The principal over there, Jason Osborne, is a big supporter of Liberty, big supporter of Free Talk Live. He believes in handling collections and accounts receivable in a manner that is, well, entirely different in the area of collections. He does it with respect. He knows that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients, too. SACL CAI, their banner is the top one on the right-hand side of the page at freetalklive.com. Let's go back, and this is Mark.
And Julia.
Let's go back into this article we were reading here, Julia. This is from informationclearinghouse.info, and it's sort of a blog post with, you know, talking about different articles around the nation, putting them together. And I think it's it really just points out how, you know, the giant security apparatus is a big waste of money here in the United States. Polls still show that there's an increasing public concern about another terrorist attack. It's this fear of an unrealistic American perception of risk that will continue to propel some aspects of the market, analysts say. Small-scale attacks, whether successful or not, will continue to prompt additional spending, the market analysts at Homeland Security Research Corp say. They point to the failed 2009 Christmas plot of a man trying to blow up a flight to Detroit with explosives sewn into his underwear, and the attempted car bombing in Times Square early the next year. Though unsuccessful, these events led to immediate White House intervention, congressional hearings, and an airport screening upgrade costing more than $1.6 billion. Now, remember, this is the airport screening software that, they told us. They had this picture on the Internet that was this mock-up of how this software is going to allow them to see underneath people's clothing and stuff like that. It was an artist's rendition. These things can't even see really under your clothes.
Really?
Really. The TSA tested with their own red team, because this is the only organization that can test the TSA and not go to prison, 5 times out of 5 at the Dallas airport. Now, you don't get every story on this. The fact is that the red team's doesn't publish their findings. These have to be leaked and they get out in the newspaper and stuff like that. But every time we've seen a story, the TSA has missed 80%, 75%, 90% of guns, knives, and bombs that they tested themselves on. In this case, it was 5 times out of 5.
So it's 100%.
100%. They tested a woman, same agent, same gun, same airport, several different of the screening locations. They missed her 5 times out of 5 in the same airport.
You're talking about the brand new body scanner.
Back scanner, radiation, naked scanner things.
Wow, that's incredible.
Yeah. The picture that they showed us on the Internet before these things came out was a damned lie.
And I don't even know what to say about that.
Right. I mean, it's stunning. And it just keeps... The hits just keep on coming, folks. I mean, you just can't believe the way that we... The gullibility of the American people, the ability of the politicians to lie, they just believe whatever they're told by their bureaucratic assistants. Their bureaucratic assistants are paid off by the lobbyists. The lobbyists are ex-politicians that now have sway. It's amazing. And it ain't going to slow down. I don't think the Tea Party can do anything about it. I think the closest to slow it down, the only thing you can do is elect Ron Paul for president. And that's only going to slow it. I think that the government would probably continue to grow under Ron Paul. But he would try his best to make it stop. You know, maybe there would be some kind of dip, but it's not going to dip very far because this thing's so large and so there'd have to be an entire sea change in the American people. And, you know, maybe the Tea Party to some extent indicates that some people are willing to change, but they're not willing to change enough. Because the same people that say, oh, we want lower spending are the same ones that are saying, we got to be protected from the terrorists. We can't stop bombing their houses over there. My God, if we stop bombing their houses, they'd want to attack us. But they're attacking us now. But I don't care. We got to stop them. I mean, these same sort of circular logic that these folks use, they're never going to you can't get out of this mire. This is the problem with democracy, people. This is the problem with a representative democracy like we have. It's going to do this. It's going to explode over this period of time. Yeah, the Constitution was a great piece of paper. It made this country, you know, have the oldest government on earth. But I think its time has come. I think it's over.
It's long overdue.
Yeah, I think that the United States government is going to spend itself into insolvency, and the death throes are not going to be pretty for the American people. Nobody seems to want to look at this. They're like, oh, well, we can't have Barack Obama. He's not even a citizen. Oh, we can't have Rick Perry. He's, you know, I mean, just the argument goes back and forth. It's the same argument. The mainstream media can't even figure it out. They're calling the Tea Party a phenomenon. The Tea Party is kind of a watered-down phenomenon, I'll give you that. Let's see here. The LA Times, while skillfully highlighting these wasteful programs, depicts them as some sort of unintended inefficiencies. That's exactly what they're not. None of this is unintended or inefficient. It's achieving exactly the purpose for which it was designed. That's true for two reasons. First, this wastefulness is seen as inefficient only if one falsely assumes that its real objective is to combat terroristic threats. That's not the purpose of what the U.S. government does. As Daniel Weeks explains today, the Congress, contrary to popular opinion, is not broken. It's working perfectly for its actual owners. Or, as he put it, Washington isn't broken. It's fixed. Fixed like a card game. Our problem today is not a broken government, but a beholden one. A government is more beholden to special interest shareholders who fund campaigns than it is to ordinary voters. Like any sound investor, the funders seek nothing more, nothing less than a handsome return. Deficits be darned to the fixed, in the form of tax breaks, subsidies, and government contracts. The LA Times and most people who denounce these spending inefficiencies have the causation backwards. Fighting terrorism isn't the goal that security spending is supposed to fulfill. Security spending, the power vested by surveillance, is the goal itself. And terrorism is the pretext for it. For that reason, whether spending efficiently addresses a terrorism threat is totally irrelevant. Second, while the security state has little to do with addressing ostensible terrorist threat, it has much to do with targeting perceived domestic and political threats, especially threats brought by social unrest from austerity and the growing wealth gap. Also, the threats from Tea Partiers and Ron Paul folks. These people are absolutely a threat to the state. This alternate article by Sarah Jaffe, entitled How the Surveillance State Protects the Interests of the Ultra-Rich, compiles much evidence, including what I offered 2 weeks ago. This is the blogger here at informationclearinghouse.info, demonstrating that the prime aim of the growing surveillance state is to impose domestic order, preserve prevailing economic prerogatives, and stifle dissent and anticipated unrest. Pointing out disparities between surveillance programs and the terrorist threat is futile because they're not aimed at that threat. The British government, for instance, is continuing its efforts to restrict social media in the wake of poverty-fueled riots that plagued the country. This just goes to prove it, folks. Got a little bit more here. Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
Life Before the Collapse, vinyl LP by the Las Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas on 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas.
The Las Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com, the main name in military supply.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live 855-453. Sickle toll free call in line 855-450-3733. If you're a cigarette smoker, I was too for many years, you know that it's not very healthy for you. Some doctors would say chances of them killing you are quite high. There's a healthier option, 22,000 times healthier. Vaporsmiths.com. A pack a day smoker will save about $120 a month. So that's already a significant saving. And that's, $1,500 a year, maybe? Getting close to $1,500 a year? It tastes better. No more ashtray mouth, no more smell, no more secondhand smoke. You can use it just about anywhere. And you can get a free starter kit if you want to use this to get this e-cigarette. You can get a free starter kit. Remember that the e-cigarette made by Vaporsmiths is a superior product to the vast majority of them out there. Many of these e-cigarettes in the market are kind of chintzy, and the vaporizer isn't very big, doesn't allow you to get a very big pull. Vaporsmiths has a significantly larger vaporizer, and so this free starter kit is a real value. You can purchase 40 cartomizers. I think it's $69.99 with the coupon code FTL. And since that is over $60, you'll also get free shipping. All orders over $60 get free shipping. So you get a free starter kit and free shipping. You know, if you put the word kit and shipping together, you get a funny little word that you're not allowed to say on the radio.
Yeah.
With the purchase of 40 cartomizers, use coupon code FTL, or you can call 855-2-GET-VAPOR, vaporsmiths.com, 855-2-GET-VAPOR, vaporsmiths.com. Now, I started reading this article from informationclearinghouse.info, and I read it through earlier today, and I didn't understand something. I thought that this article was an article that was written by the guy at informationclearinghouse.info, excuse me. But in fact, this is a Glenn Greenwald article from Salon.com that's being reprinted here. So it's one of those news aggregator mistake things, and I'm terribly sorry, folks. This is Glenn Greenwald. No wonder I like the article, because I'm a big fan of his. I've, Tried to get him on the phone, but he's a, you know, I mean, tried to get him on the show, but he's a pretty popular guy. So anyway, the British government, for instance, is continuing to its efforts to restrict social media in the wake of the poverty-fueled riots that plagued that country. As New York Times reports today, it is secretly meeting with representatives of Twitter, Facebook, and the company that owns BlackBerry to discuss voluntary ways to limit or restrict the use of social media to combat crime and periods of civil unrest. That, just going back here, the British government is trying to limit the use of Facebook and Twitter and BlackBerry.
Why?
Because they, you know, just like in Egypt, they see it as a threat to their power. Instead of, quote-unquote, ruling the people in a way that is responsible and helpful and perhaps efficient and, you know, good and just, they just want to shut down social media. When the people get so angry that they're rioting in the streets, these politicians are suddenly they care about order at that point. When their own and lobbyists and politicians and bureaucrats are stealing the public blind, I don't care about law and order at that point. No big deal. But when people are finally fed up with it, that's when we got to break out the troops. Got to limit the internet. The revelation prompted taunting condemnations of British tyranny from China and Iran, both of which have been routinely excoriated for surveillance abuses and internet suppression by the type increasingly common in the West. So, in order to handle civil unrest, the British government and, frankly, the United States government, too, I'm sure if the opportunity arose, they'd do it, are simply getting more and more like China and Iran.
Wonderful.
Meanwhile, much of the anti-terrorism weaponry in the U.S. ends up being deployed for purposes of purely domestic policing. As the L.A. Times notes, those aforementioned Bearcats, these are these armored tank vehicles complete with turrets, are now deployed by police across the country. The arrests of methamphetamine dealers and bank robbers these days often look much like a tactical assault on insurgents in Baghdad. This is just the militarizing of the police here in the United States. I mean, you know, we used to have rules against posse comitatus in this country, which means that troops couldn't be used against the American people. But if the cops wear helmets like the troops do, and they carry guns like the troops do, they wear flak jackets like the troops do, they wear boots like the troops do, they ride in vehicles like the troops do, they fly unmanned drones over American cities like the troops do, they have unmanned drones that can taser and shoot suspects now. What is the difference between calling them the military and calling them the police? Yes, I know on the flak jackets they say police. I understand that. They could say ice cream, for God's sake, and that wouldn't make these people any less like a military.
It's terrifying.
I mean, it really seems like this country's just turning into a militarized state. And you'll find that many people around the world, I think that international air flights and domestic air flights are both down around 30% since the 9/11 attacks. And frankly, they're dropping. People using airlines are dropping. The population in the United States is going up, but people using airplanes is dropping. Why is that? The reason is because people don't want to be groped. They don't want to have to go through this cattle line. They don't want to have to deal with the wry eye, the jaundiced eye of TSA agents looking over all their stuff in a fashion of, what are you doing here, and you and your stuff. My wife, when we were trying to take Jack on the airplane, my God, you got to have the car seat. You got to have all the baby stuff. It takes 20 minutes to get through the TSA when you've got baby formula and all this other stuff. I can't tell you how many stories we've read about moms and people caring for old folks. Imagine for a second trying to get through a TSA scanning line with a colostomy bag and a wheelchair, people. Just try to imagine what that's like. Try to imagine what it's like carrying around your excrement in a bag because your body doesn't work as well as it used to, and then having somebody, you know, annoyed because they have to do this, and then, you know, going through all your stuff. I mean, it's embarrassing. This is terribly embarrassing, and what has it done? What has it wrought? What? Tell me the name of the terrorist, the one terrorist that TSA has caught. There isn't one. There's not one.
They've taken away a lot of liquids and lotions, though, and
tossed a lot
people.
Of bottle and a lot of bottles and a lot of toothpaste. They've driven up the cost of water bottles at the airport because now you can't bring your own water onto the airplane. You've got to throw that away and then get new water across the thing across the aisle there. So that drives up the costs. I mean, it's just absolutely ridiculous. And Americans go, well, actually, Americans are getting less and less. They're putting up with it, but they're voting with their feet. They say, you know, even people that will say, I'm not willing to ride on an airplane anymore, won't call for the dissolution of the TSA. Because, well, they think, well, we need to have this. No, I'm not going to go on there. I hate being poked and prodded and treated like a jerk or whatever. And what does this do? As there's fewer flights, that's demand going down. That's going to drive the cost up.
I don't know. My mom, I recently had to go down for a family reunion to New York, and my mom had flown up from South Carolina, and she said that now they're charging for bags. Like, every bag you bring on is an additional, like, $30 or something like that. So carry-on, too. So because the amount of tickets that they're selling is going down. They're just adding fees because they have to make their money somehow.
And that's exactly what it is.
And my mom sent her stuff up with someone who was driving and didn't take anything on the plane because she didn't want to pay it.
Right. It was $50 to check a bag or whatever it is. And, you know, it's I can see why they're doing this. This makes a certain amount of sense to me.
From a business perspective, it makes sense.
Because, I mean, you know, often I don't check bags either. I don't like to check bags, and so therefore I'm essentially paying for checking two bags that I don't check, but I almost exclusively fly Southwest, which is cheaper anyway, so it doesn't really matter. Generally, it's cheaper. I mean, certainly there are cheaper airfares from other airlines, but you have to keep an eye out for them. Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
So what are you driving now? A Ford? A Honda? A Toyota? A few hours from now, it could be a car with OnStar. Introducing OnStar FMV, the new way to add OnStar to just about any car. All you have to do is head to your local Best Buy to see all it can do. Then Best Buy can install it for you. And suddenly, you're driving around in a car with the powerful protection of OnStar. Visit OnStar.com for availability, limitations, subscription details, and stores near you.
You know that cigarettes will kill you. You've been thinking about giving the e-cigarette a try? There is a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier. But listen to this offer from Vaporsmiths.com. A pack-a-day smoker will save $120 a month. So you already start being richer, feeling healthier, and smelling better. What more could you want? How about a free starter kit? Just purchase 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. Free shipping on orders of $60 or more. 855-2-GET-VAPOR or go to Vaporsmiths.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We don't need to convince you that the threat of forced entry is on the rise and that your door locks are inadequate. Now you can virtually eliminate the threat of your door being kicked in with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel offers standalone door kick-in protection for under $67 and installs in minutes on any door. Turn your home or apartment into a fortress. Get the Door Sentinel at SentinelSecurityGroup.com or call 678-648-6757. The Door Sentinel, always on guard for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt-cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-453.
Sickle toll-free call-in line. Might be able to sneak you in here. It's possible, I suppose. Incentives matter. Professor Angela Dills explains that incentives help economists predict individual behavior. It's difficult to determine all the ways a policy affects people's incentives and changes people's behaviors, but a good economist looks at not only the obvious incentives created by a policy, but also the less obvious effects. And Angela Dills here really lays it down on how there can be detrimental effects to public policy. This is one of several videos I've picked at learnliberty.org/FTL to, you know, create a basis, a foundation of liberty for people, and just makes it very easy for folks to understand. These videos are awesome. Go take a look at this video by Professor Angela Dills and many of these other videos, too, at learnliberty.org/FTL. Share them with your friends. Share them on Facebook. This is how you do it. This is how you educate people, because you can't, you're not going to educate people by electing people. You're not going to educate them by doing civil disobedience. The foundation is education, and this is one of the ways you can do it. Learnliberty.org/FTL.
So if you like listening to Mark and myself, if you like our beautiful voices here, and you'd like to support Free Talk Live, there's two ways you can do that. One is shop.freetalklive.com. If you are planning on buying stuff on Amazon.com, it's exactly the same as regular Amazon.com, but Free Talk Live gets a percentage. So if you're going to do the shopping anyway, shop.freetalklive.com. And the other is the AMP program, stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It's just $3 a month, and it goes towards helping spread FTL, basically, and less than a cup of coffee.
There you go. Amp.freetalklive.com.
Hard to argue with that.
And, you know, right now, with Ian being in jail, the fact is that Free Talk Live needs all the support it can get. Amp.freetalklive.com, because we have to pay more people to do more stuff because Ian isn't doing it. We've got Nick in Illinois on the line here, but I want to finish up the last couple of sentences to this article by Glenn Greenwald. Drones are used in the drug war and to patrol the border. Here in the United States, surveillance measures originally justified as necessary to fight foreign terrorists are routinely turned far more often inward. The NSA, created with a taboo against domestic spying, now does it regularly, exaggerating, manipulating, and exploiting the terrorist threat for profit and power has been the biggest scam of the decade. Only Wall Street's ability to make the government profit up and profit from the crisis it created at the expense of everyone else can compete for that title. Nothing has altered the mindset of the American citizenry more than a decade's worth of fear mongering. so compelling? Is fear-based propaganda so beholden? Are our government institutions to these private security state factions? And so unaccountable is the power bestowed by these programs that even a full decade after the only terrorist attack on U.S. soil, its growth continues, more or less, unabated. Let's go to Nick in Illinois. Nick, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello. I've got prepared material here. I'll try to go fast because it's getting close to the end. Mark, a few segments ago, you said that consumption is how you grow an economy. That is the basis of Keynesian economics and directly opposes the teachings of Austrian economics.
Wait a second. What kind of economy do we have?
Huh? Oh. You were talking about the economy we have now.
Isn't that the case? I mean, if you want the economy, and I did say the economy, as I recall. I mean, it popped up in my mind as I said it, Nick, and I understand where you're coming from, that this is true. And I'll let you explain the difference here, as I think it's important. But I wasn't advocating for it in that sense. I'm not advocating for the economy as we have it today. I do know, however, how this economy will grow, and this economy will grow through consumption. And if you have more people, they will consume more things, and that will put the economy back on track.
Was that really growth? Well, here's the material.
Is keeping the balls in the air, Nick.
Well, okay, if that's really what we want.
The fact is, I do want that. I want the economy to continue going along. I would like it to see it return to a more moral basis. But the fact is, essentially, you have I more or less have the option of the economy failing and them starting a new Keynesian economy, or the economy staying afloat and the current Keynesian model.
Here's the thing. It's why do people need jobs? They need jobs because things cost money, and the amount of money they need equals the money it costs to pay for what they need to survive. And because the amount of money you get from your job is proportional to the amount of value your work provides to your employer or client, then the cheaper things are in real terms, the less valuable you need to be to the person you're working for in order to make enough money to survive. So as things get cheaper because of more efficient production, people don't need to work as hard to be valuable enough to earn enough money to survive. We see this in how jobs have changed over time. Most people now have jobs that are less crucial to human existence than what we used to do. Most people used to be farmers, but now just a tiny proportion of the workforce are farmers, while everyone else are receptionists, cashiers, psychologists, all serving far less pressing needs than growing food or building shelters.
Makes sense.
And they make more wealth in real terms than those farmers did. So when an illegal immigrant is hired to work for peanuts to pick fruit, that brings down the price of fruit, which in turn means that all fruit eaters in America don't have to work as hard to afford that fruit, which in turn makes it easier for those unemployed workers to find work that pays well enough for them to live on. Now, if you take this to its natural extent, what would be the best situation would be if jobs could be made entirely optional, because we've reached such a state of technology to where people can provide everything they need for themselves without having to work. So
they basically have made jobs optional in this economy. I mean, you can choose to just go on welfare.
Well, I don't know if that's really everybody can't do that. But I'd say bring on the food replicators, bring on the 3D printers, because the less need there is, the better off we are.
Indeed. I think that with the 3D printer technology, where I saw them make on TV a
car?
Adjustable wrench with a 3D printer, I mean, I think that pretty soon you're not going to be buying stuff at hard goods at stores like Home Depot and Walmart, because you'll just have a gizmo that will make them for you.
But, like, with picking fruit, like, with illegal immigrants, isn't it, like, the fact that illegal immigrants buy stuff is actually bad on the whole, because if we could have machines that could do that, then it wouldn't take any resource, it wouldn't take as many resources to support the fruit pickers. So wouldn't it be better for the economy on the whole if those jobs were completely eliminated thanks to advances in technology?
Indeed, but that's not something we can do tomorrow. Whereas what we can do tomorrow is let free people cross the borders of supposed free countries freely and earn for themselves a better living.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, that's better than paying more for a local U.S. resident with all the taxes and regulations that apply.
For me, it's not just an issue of economics, because if it was just an issue of economics, then we would be looking at people as commodities, and I don't look at people as commodities. I think that it's important that free people be able to cross borders freely, and I think it's also important that people that are unemployed realize that their unemployment, no one's taking their job.
Yeah.
They don't have a job. if it's the employer's job, and it's, you know, just as, I mean, nobody complains about those darn high school kids coming in here and working for less, mostly because high school kids stink at work. But
it's important,
you know,
that people be doing jobs that are actually providing value to someone instead of just make work.
Indeed. I would not advocate make work at all. But, you know, at the same time, I think that the best thing to do is human freedom, and that will result in more efficiencies in the marketplace, an increase in technology, and you'll get faster to a point in time when you don't need to cultivate food out of the ground. It can somehow be squished out of a machine created by nutrient particles or whatever it is that they're going to do. I love that thing on the replicator on Star Trek, because I really do think they're going to have something just like that relatively soon. They'll have food that is as good for you as eating a broccoli smoothie that tastes like a hot fudge sundae. So you'll be able to eat whatever you want, but it'll still be good for you at the same time. And this is another reason why I get, that I think that people that are all upset with big agra, are pointing their fingers kind of in the wrong direction when they're concerned with Monsanto creating Frankenfood. I think, in fact, you have to have, in order to have steps in the right direction, you're going to have to, they have to try new things. So these GMOs, they have to be tried out. That doesn't mean that I like the intellectual property aspect or how Monsanto works hand in hand with the government or some of the immoral ways that they produce this food. But I do think that in order to see increases in technology, you're not going to get from here to the replicators by stifling innovation.
Mm-hmm. And that's all I have. Bye.
Thank you, Dick. Thanks for the call.
He was prepared.
Yeah, he does. He prepares when he calls in. Free Talk Live. It's been Mark with you.
And Julia.
You know, I tend to not want to look at these situations in entirely economic terms. There's a real human term to it.
Yeah.
And there's tragedy on all sides of this. If you've spent your life being a carpenter, I can see why you want to continue to be a carpenter, and it stinks that somebody will come in and do carpentry work for 66% of what you would do it for. But that's life. The economy changes. Sad but true.
You're not entitled to that job.
Free Talk Live.
Get family-friendly fun at wallet-friendly prices with Nintendo Selects, popular Nintendo Wii games for only $19.99 MSRP. Explore the universe in Super Mario Galaxy. Flip into a new dimension in Super Paper Mario. Battle it out on the field in Mario Strikers Charged. Or step into the ring and punch out. All Nintendo Selects games are available now for only $19.99 MSRP each. With Nintendo Selects, there's fun for everyone. Rated E to E10+.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Lil Drums. Every bit as fun as a full-size Nestle drumstick cone and definitely cuter. Visit us at drumstick.com. Vacations are all about family time, but you don't have to leave home to have fun. Take one weekend a month and devote it to family activities. Pull out the board games and puzzles, serve up some treats, or have a picnic. Even without leaving home, you'll feel like you've really had some time away. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.